The Spirit of Islam editorial team is blessed to garner motivating words from its readers. We have selected some of these letters and now present them before you. I have been reading Soy since it was published in the name of the spiritual message. I find the articles extremely engaging, logical, and convincing. They address contemporary minds very effectively. The language is very simple and easy to understand. The length of the articles, in most cases, is not more than a page, so it is easy to read them in one go. Moreover, the articles cover not only the contemporary issues common to all humanity but also those issues which a person wants to know and understand about Islam. The articles are quite useful to people of all faiths. They present the discovery of God and the purpose of creation at an intellectual level. The articles are very effective in removing many misconceptions regarding Islam, the Prophet of Islam, and God. Last but not least is the size of the magazine. It's very handy for those who love to read a hard copy. May Allah accept the efforts of all due to whom it is possible to get such a great magazine. Sajid Anwar, Mumbai. Spirit of Islam is a magazine that aims to make sure that its reader realizes and understands the creation plan of God, the purpose of life, and the importance of the hereafter. One who reads Soy clearly understands these phenomena. I am a lifelong learner. I am passionate about learning. In the journey of learning, I read a number of articles in Soy. Here, I would like to talk about two articles that have triggered my mind. After reading these two articles, many of my doubts were cleared. I learned new lessons and came to know the methods of learning. The first article, which has triggered my mind, was published in January 2016 and was titled The Importance of Reason. Through this article, I understood the power of reason. In this article, two sentences are highlighted. Reason cannot be created, but it can certainly be developed. Reason is the master key to a better understanding of all human issues. The second article was published in May 2018 and was titled The Spirit of Learning. After going through this article, I came to know the basics of learning. We all know that knowledge is an ocean. But in this article, we come to know the methods of learning, such as intellectual exchange, reading books and discussing with other learners, and finally traveling. The sentence that has inspired me a lot is, "The greater the learning, the greater the progress in life." I am thankful for Soy magazine because it has been continuously helping me in acquiring spiritual knowledge. Aisha Yusra, Vishakhapatnam. Since its inception, the Spirit of Islam has been striving to convey the message of peace, compassion, and universal brotherhood. No single issue or article is devoid of any of these values. The reader gets a renewed vigor to ponder over the creation plan of God and the purpose of existence. The hallmark of the magazine has been presenting Islam in a simple, practical way, in other words, presenting Islam as it is. One of the important messages which Soy conveys to its readers is positivity. Looking for positive aspects of the things happening around us, day in and day out, reflecting and drawing lessons from those incidents are a sure way towards a better understanding of life. May God Almighty continue to strengthen the efforts of publishers of Soy, and may the Soy continue to grow and reach every individual. Tanveer Ilahi, Chennai. My first introduction to the literature of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan was from the Spirit of Islam magazine. I remember that when I first picked up a hard copy of Soy at a mosque, it was the introduction to the creation plan of God that caught my attention, and following that all the articles were very well organized. This has helped me in my spiritual path of discovering God, as almost all of the references that are used here are from the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet. The language used and examples given are of contemporary jargon that help me easily understand the topic being discussed. My favorite section of Soy is the Your Questions Answered, as it addresses the most basic and honest queries of the readers. This section interests me and gives me the knowledge to answer such questions when I interact with someone wanting to learn more about Islam. May God bless the editorial team of Soy for translating the best works of Maulana for English readers like myself, and God willing this journey continues well into the future. Imraz Ahmed, Bengaluru. Economic restraints prevented me from completing even primary education. Having no knowledge of English, I could only read Urdu. Early in the 80s, I was introduced to the Urdu Al-Risala. I can say with certainty that Al-Risala compensated me for my lack of education. Maulana's writing also inspired me to take up learning all over again. I learned English just to convince myself that I am a learner. Now, my reading includes the spirit of Islam, so it inspires me to keep improving myself. I have come to realize the difference between the relevant and irrelevant. My community-based thinking is now replaced by universal thinking. I no longer think in terms of we and they. I think now in terms of we and we. The Quran has become a source of guidance and spiritual nourishment. The universe is the beautiful and awe-inspiring creation of God, and the study of this universe acts as the sure path toward the realization of God. This study of nature, due to lack of education, was unknown to me. So it opened my eyes to such grandeur of God that was unimaginable to me before. Kalim Ishak, Malagaon living in a state of negativity, is a kind of self-killing.